I want to thank those that are behind the scenes. First off, for your time on the phone calls and all those that have come to share their experience, strength, and hope with us. Just to set the tone for this, we're not necessarily on a fine, I don't know how to say it exactly. We're not trying to define history. You know, we want the experience of the members that are here, what it was like for them. We're not on a fact-finding mission. This is the history of NA as the members lived it, as they experienced it. They were there. We were not. A lot of things have been written. These people lived a lot of this stuff. So we're excited to get their experience, strength, and hope, because there's nothing like experience, strength, and hope. You know, you can read something and it's wonderful, but to actually hear it is something different. And we've been blessed here in Southern California to have many of the people that are sharing today make meetings on a regular basis with a lot of us. So we wanted to give something to the fellowship. And in this time in history, we have the availability, and everybody's attention is on this kind of meeting platform. You know, we're not affiliated with the Zoom platform. This is our meeting space. We are going to try at some point during this to put on the NA.org website. If people want to donate directly to NA World Services, they can. We are not collecting a Seven Tradition for this event. We want all the money to be headed towards World Services so they can do what they've done and always done, which is carry the message across the world. We are a worldwide fellowship, and today is going to prove that with the amount of people that are in this meeting. So we are excited to have everybody, man. It's just been my pleasure and honor to introduce these people, man, who have impacted my life, man, over the years. And so, you know, rather than, you know, a whole long thing, I just want to get right to it, man. We're going to give the floor to Norm S., whose clean date is December the 13th, 1963. Norm, you have the floor.
Norm an addict. And I thank my creator for this moment in time and for the breath of life. And thank you, all of you that are experiencing this this moment. Jimmy would, I'm sure he's smiling up there, looking down and said, "Oh man, this is awesome." and then all the other ones, my predecessors, Jack Whaley and just Bob and. And just on and on, and it's just unbelievable. I'm going to read something real quick here. It says, whatever your problem or situation is, when it is no longer important, it will take care of itself. And that's how I feel about this virus thing that's going around. Taking some of our fellowship and others, and it's some really heavy prayers going out for all of them and for yourselves too from my end. Last night there was three of us in my lodge, my sweat lodge in the back, in prayer and heat, and it was good. And this is what I do today. That's my 11th step. It's just unbelievable what Narcotics Anonymous has done for me over all these years. And my friend Mel, him and I were road dogs in the early years. There wasn't that many meetings going on, but we always found one. If not, as the old story goes, where there's two or more gathered, there's a meeting. And I can remember going into people's houses, not a lot of houses, but a few of the houses, because it was against the law in 63 all the way up to 10 years to 73 until the law was passed that an addict can associate with another addict while being on parole or probation, because it was known that a parole agent can walk in and remove somebody and violate them because they were associating with addicts. And it took a long time for the other programs like the department to accept Narcotics Anonymous. But here we are. Oh my goodness, it's just I could swing my iPad and see all these people all over the world. Oh, it just my heart's beating. I mean, I could feel it. Boom, 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 and it's in a good way. As it was said, you know, I got here when I was 25 years old. I had black hair at the time, and there was not much around. I was sentenced to the state penitentiary for possession, sales, and under the influence, and it was just unbelievable that what I found. And it was Jack Whaley that brought me the message, and to know him was to step back from him, because he was crazy in a good way, though. You know, as I speak, everything is in a good way. I had to change the wording out of the mother program that we borrowed the steps from and the traditions from, and I had to change words from the that other word to addict or drug or whatever it was that needed to be changed. And that was my book for about 3 years of walking through this and accepting what it was difficult to accept. It was hard to believe that I only had a 2-point grade average, and that I started running away at the age of two, at the age of 12 years old from home, because that wasn't a happy place to be at. But all that said, up to the time I found Narcotics Anonymous, this is my circle, and that's my center, and within that center is my creator, is up here, and down is my sponsor, my meetings, my home group, service, meetings, and I know Mel and I, we got into service right away. He went one way and I went in another way, and it was really important, because I found it necessary to find places, if we could, for the addict to kick with some dignity, you know, and we found some places here in LA. One place was the county hospital. We knew that they were, by law, they have to keep them in the hospital for 3 days and then kick them out. Well, a friend of mine, and his name is Bill Wilson. It's not the Bill Wilson that everybody will flip to, but him, he thought of a good, hey, let's go in the back road, back gate, and take the attic. And Norm, you jump out and get a gurney, and we'll put them on, and we'll slide them in. And say, we'll be back in 3 days to pick them up or pick her up. And we did that for a while. And that, you know, that's all part of the program. It's working with others. I still go to, and Mel, we still go to the state penitentiary for service. I've traveled all over, really. I've done a lot of, going into the penitentiaries in Mexico and other places, and it's been good for me. I mean, in my early, I mean, my later years, but at the beginning, you know, the craving left, the obsession left, and that all had to do with prayer. I'm a firm believer in prayer, prayer leads me to closer to my creator. And that's the same way with Narcotics Anonymous. It helps me get closer and closer by working these steps. And I don't mean reading the step that particular minute and blah, 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 but acting, working. And that's what it's all about with at my end. I walked through my mother's death, my father's death, my two uncles, my three aunts, a nephew, and a few other people that were really, really close to me. I was just a good member, showing up and participating in all of that. I can remember going to my mom. My mom lived in Flagstaff, Arizona, and I'm here in California. I drove all the way out there to be with her for a while, and she was doing okay. And turned around, drove all the way back. And by the time I got back here to California, the nurse called me and said, well, I wanted to be there when my mom crossed over. I better get back into my car and drive all the way back over. And then that's what I did. You know, I put some water on my face, got on my car and drove all the way out and was there laid next to my mom and prayed in a good way. My prayers are always in a good way. I found that I had prostate cancer and right away I had to turn that over to my Creator, and get into the prayer. And that's okay today. It's all good. It's been 6 years now. Everything's good. My friend Oscar, and my friend Richard, a lot of the guys, they have new livers and new kidneys and livers, and they're still here. They're still working. Oscar's what, 48 years, and Richard's in his coming up 40 years. A lot of my friends are still here, but there's no predecessors here that I hanged out with in the early years that showed me how important it is for service. Calling your sponsor. I remember one time my first sponsors already crossed over, but I remember got caught on the road. My car broke down and this was really early. So what do? He says, you know, if you get a problem, call your sponsor. So I called my sponsor Ralph and he says, no, just stay where you're at. And oh, here, by the way, here's my wife. Talk with her, and a beautiful lady. I was talking to her, and the next thing I know, there's a pounding on the window because there was one of the phone booths. And I turn around, and there's Ralph. He says, "Come on, we're gonna move your car, and I'm gonna take you to work, don't worry about it." And it all worked out. Another time when I had something wrong with my chest, and they looked into it, they found out that I had a tumor, and it had to be removed. And I walked through it at the same as I did when I messed up my leg. And this is all on the program. I messed up my leg, ended up in the hospital. Ralph came in and says, "Norm, listen, you can take whatever the doctor prescribes for you while you're in the hospital, but once you leave, you take no drugs at all, brother, nothing." And that's what I did. And I know the second day that I was out, I was laying in my bed, and there was a knock on the door, and two women came in, and my sponsor just happened to own some bars and go-go bars way back when. And they came in, and they propped me up, and they had a dinner for me. My goodness, I can't even remember what it is. I know there's mashed potatoes and string beans, and the meat was meatloaf. And they fixed me all up, and as they walked out, they turned on the radio, and some music was coming. Next thing I know, there's two girls in my bedroom, me laying up because my leg is all cast up, and they started dancing. They danced for about 20 minutes, 25 minutes. They left. My sponsor calls me. He says, "Norm, how's the pain?" I says, "What pain?" because I was too entranced in what I was looking at. See, all those experiences just helped me out. And the same thing when somebody calls and they needed a ride or they needed a place to hang their hat, that was all part of the service. And my friend Mel did, I kind of followed him around because he was really active. He was on a board of trustees for NA, and I was on the other end. You know, I was going to meetings, to taking people and calling him, and it was good. It was really, really good. And now being locked up in the house here, because I'm now 81, going on 82 years of age, but I still get around. I needed some help for the sweat, and that had a lot to do with one of the guys I sponsor, Oscar, and that's another whole story. There's a whole lot of story. I raised my son from 2 months old, Anthony, and he's going on 30 or 40, 30 maybe. And then my oldest son, I got four children, and we all know about love. This whole concept of Narcotics Anonymous and what Jimmy was giving and Pepe was giving and Jack, Chuck Skinner, and Bob and Gene Haig and Magdaleno brothers and sisters, it's all about love. Love. If we have that love strong, not only for ourselves, but for other people, mostly other people, because that love will blossom in us as time. We got a stronger love for our Creator, whatever Creator that you have, and it's good. I have my book, this one here, there's Jimmy Kenney's signature there, I keep all that, and this is what I had when I first came in. I had this book right here, it's backwards, and in here is my archive of what I practice, the first NA ever picnic New Year's. I got the Spanish book. What was the Spanish? It was a pamphlet for way back then, and just started meetings and just doing the deal. I was going to get this all marked up, but when I got back from the sweat, yeah, this is the first NA 1971, and that was the New Year's dance that we had, and that was the first one. The take was $2, and then December the 31st, 1971, that was the New Year's dance that we had. That was the second annual one. It goes on and on and on. This here was our card that we found, and those were the only meetings. There was only four meetings. When Bob came here, he found the first meeting ever. And when I got here, there was only four meetings in the whole world. But we still did the deal, no matter what, you know, as the old saying goes. It was really important that when I got out of the hospital, I did not, of course, I have a strong level of pain that I could handle, and I'm glad that I did, because when it was time to practice what I was told to do, I was able to do it in a good way. We still go to meetings. We have our meeting is a Circle of Life meeting, and we're on Zoom there. And that's good. On Wednesdays, 6:30, we get people from all over. A couple of weeks ago, we had people from Chile and Panama, that's all good. I wish I could speak Spanish, but I normally have to have a translator when I go down there and speak. It was a busy 2017, 18, and 19 for me of traveling all over the world. But it's good. I mean, I never expected any of that. And it was people like yourselves putting your time in. And the bottom line, after this is all over with, that good positive feeling that we have. And it's just unbelievable, because you all have great hearts or you wouldn't be doing this, you know. I've seen it happen time and time again. There was a really close friend of, a couple of them, real close friends. One had 40 years on the program, and he got tangled in, and he ended up overdosing. And there was another one. We were at a Thanksgiving party, all NA people, party, a good party and everything else. He said, well, I'll be back in just a little bit. I need to go down and pick up something. And the next thing you know, we get a telephone call. He's missing. And the next thing we know, we get another call saying that they found him in his truck with a needle in his arm, and he overdosed. And he said, I can't take it anymore. So, you know, I beg and plead and prayer for everybody, even though I don't see you, don't know you. My prayer is going to be for this meeting here, that get with somebody and get you that dark secret out of you. I was holding a meeting at a meeting one time at one of my other home groups that I had in the early years, and this friend of mine was sitting at one end leading the meeting, and then I was on the other end. And by Sunday morning, I got a call from one of the guys that I sponsored to let me know that this guy over here, after 28 years, blew his brains out. And again, that happens in real life. And so I've experienced, you know, the whole circle here. And inside my circle, by the way, is my children. I have one that's 60 years old. Another one's 57 years old, and another one that's 30 years old or 40 or something like, I'm, oh no, no, 40. And my daughter, my youngest one that helps me around the house here, she's 30, and they all love. I mean, I'm a happy camper when I go up north and get to visit them and my grandkids and watching them grow, just like a watching people grow. My friend Tony, him and I, he went to he was asked to speak in Denmark, and I was out at a Sundance ceremony, and he calls me. He says, hey Norm, I give your name because they're looking for a Sunday morning speaker. And I said, well, I'll go with you. Your wife going? No, no. I said, then I'll go with you. So we went to England and then to Denmark and Sweden, and that was good. That was a good deal. They, like every place else I've gone to, are in love with Narcotics Anonymous and what it can do, and what they have found. And they have found the same thing I have found, is that creator that introduced me to Narcotics Anonymous, and then Narcotics Anonymous introduced me to my creator with a different attitude, because I had a bad attitude when I got here. I can remember my sponsor telling me, Norm, if you're going to stick around here any time, you're going to have to change your language. You have to change that word F, because what you're doing is you're using F right as a positive, and it's not a positive, especially when you're speaking of God and your friends and this and that. But anyhow, it was hard for me to do, but I don't cuss anymore. I don't need to. And that's good for me. It's just unbelievable that what has happened to me over all these years, all these 56 years, going on 57, just following the road, following the path, following the people. I know Jimmy because I've had some interactions with him, and I see him sometimes. Well, all the times when I go up to Tony, I call him Tony D's meeting on Monday. At least I make it there on my birthday, or I try to anyhow. But you know, it's all good. I'm so thrilled to death. Not to death. I'm so thrilled in life it's just amazing. What you see behind me is a big shelf of a lot of stuff that I've collected, and a lot of it's Native American and my ancestry. I found it really important over 14, 17 years ago to get into, find out where my roots were at, and that was interesting, and that just helped me to get to know me a little bit closer, and thank my Creator that I have that ability to do those kinds of things. I found that it was necessary for me to deal with forgiveness, because that was hard. I held resentments that I didn't even know of, and when I did, because at one time as a kid, a young kid, I hated my mother. I didn't hate my real father because he was doing prison time, but I hated my stepfather. And there was many times just laying in bed, I would cut him up and spread him over the desert, and I had to come into, I had to get that straightened out with myself, because that was too strong of a resentment, and I had to walk through that part of it to forgive, and I find that that's a really, really important part, to forgive, to surrender, and hope. Hope is the beginning of my prayer. Hope, faith, peace, love, service. It's ongoing with me. I found that tapping into a higher power gives us a power far beyond anything we can imagine. And that was hard to understand at the beginning, but as I now all these things that I have like written down is stuff that I've heard people talk about. I'm one of these ones that take a note and get it home and try to get it together, or call them and find out what they were talking about. Was that a ding ding for me I just heard, or was that just a phone? Okay, you're going to wave to me when it's time. I got 5 minutes. Okay, good. Thank you so much. All right. Good one. That's great. But 5 minutes, you know, okay, I'm going to read a couple. We didn't get here because we were well. I heard somebody say that. Through prayer, we turn our hearts, minds, and lives over to God. Here we are, some of the world's worst losers, getting around sharing our winnings. And that's what I see here too. When I see people, they're sharing their winnings, they're there. And in the same way with you guys down here, I could see you four, or you three. The guys just drank water. I could see you guys, you know, and it's all good. I place my trust in your power to heal my spirit from feeling of hopelessness, unrest, and despair. And who I'm putting my trust in, not only to my God, as I understand him, but other members that I'm connected with real tight, and others, you know, that I hear. I get a little piece out of everybody that speaks. But again, my friend Mel is number one man. Oscar and Tony and a guy just from back east just called me, one of the guys I sponsor. And he said, I'll be there. I'll be listening. I hope he got into 99, whatever it was. I guess that's that time. Again, okay, I want to close by saying thank you so much for being there. And again, prayer is so important to all of us, and a higher power, and definitely try to get that ghost that I've talked about, and that you have to share your darkest secret, because that takes more of us out than any of them, is that dark secret. And get connected to your sponsor, and service. And that's my prayer to my Creator for all of you. Thank you so much. So much from my heart.
Thank you, Norm.